you found the best place for quality internet talk. Around the clock and around the world. TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to our Miss America recap show. Joining me today is Julianne Wieland of Four Points Magazine and Tamara Henry of www.greenteawithtamara.tv. And we've talked about the fabulous fitness, the elegant evening gowns, and the tremendous talent. Now let's talk a little bit about the onstage interview. We had 10 girls who competed in talent, and only 7 of them moved on to the final question. And the girls that were eliminated from talent, from the talent round, were District of Columbia, Nebraska, and Texas. So that meant that the girls who did a final question were California, New Mexico, Virginia, Hawaii, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Kentucky. Tamara, as a former contestant, you must know from experience, what does it feel like when you're getting ready to answer your final question?
Well, that was probably the hardest part for me, for some reason, was the interview question, the interview and the onstage question for me. And I, you know, now that I'm older and I look back on it, I wish someone would have taught me that it's not so much about trying to intellectually answer the question with a lot of facts. It's more about just, it's not about what you're saying, I think. It's about the way you're saying it and the joy you're saying it with and, you know, the energy and the way you imbibe your personality. Because some of the contestants can end up sounding like, you know, computers with statistics, and it can get kind of boring. And, yeah, technically they answered the question, but I love those answers where they just, you know, they shine, they're bubbly, their personality. Maybe they didn't even answer the question, but boy, the way that they said it and the fun that they had with it, you're like, yes, baby, you know.
Right.
So that's the thing I wish I would have learned back then.
I agree. I think confidence is really, really important. And again, the ability to showcase your personality in your answer. Mm-hmm. Julianne, you've watched tons and tons of these pageants at all levels. What do you think is the key to delivering a great onstage question answer?
Well, I think the short answer to that is to stop talking about 3 seconds before you think you really should. And I always tell people that, and I think I'm joking, but contestants have a tendency to ramble when they're on stage because they're nervous. You know,
yeah, they don't realize how much time has elapsed.
They have no idea. You know, their heart's beating a mile a minute. So I always say, you know, 3 seconds before you think you should stop, stop.
I think that's great advice. So we'll stop the show right now then. No. Okay, we won't. We really won't. Okay, so the first question, Tamara, went to California. And she was asked, should sports stars, just because of their status as a sports star, take on the responsibility of being a positive role model? And she said, you know, she essentially said yes, that she thinks that, you know, when you are the focus of public attention, whether you're a sports star or Miss America, that you should have that level of responsibility and you should be respected of that. Did you think that was a good answer?
I did. I thought she handled it well, and I agreed with her. She was very positive about it. And I thought that, you know, that's what she did, is she looked at that question and that answer through a very positive light, and it came across really well.
You know, I also thought she delivered it really well. I think the content was great. She delivered it well. For me, California was one of the two front runners. By the end of evening gown, I really thought she was really strong. And I was impressed at how she was able to maintain that energy level through the entire 2-hour pageants. Because let's be honest, that can be a little draining. And she really was spot on with her delivery and great, gave a great answer. Julianne, our next contestant was New Mexico. And the answer for her was that as Americans, we're members of the international community. Do you think it's important for students to learn a foreign language in school? And she said, yes, she thinks that foreign language should be emphasized in school, that it makes us better able to interact in the international community. Did you think that she had a great answer?
I think she had a passable answer. I was a little disappointed that she didn't connect the fact that, you know, Spanish is spoken in her state, you know,
right,
largely with the question. I thought that was kind of a gimme for her, so I'd hope to hear that. Her answer was a bit rambly. You know, I don't think it was one of the best in the top 7, but she did, to her credit, answer the question, and that's probably more than I could have done in that situation. So,
right. I agree that the positive was that she did answer the question. I think that, you know, she met the basic requirements of answering the question. I didn't think that she delivered the most polished answer. I didn't think it was with the energy level and confidence that would we expect of a Miss America. And that bar is really high, let's be honest. And I think you're right that she missed an opportunity to say, you know, I'm sure there's a certain percentage of people in New Mexico that Spanish is their first language. So I think that she missed that opportunity. And, you know, that might be reflective of the fact that she did not ultimately place in the five. But all in all, I thought it was a great, solid answer, and, you know, she was right in there. The next question went to Virginia, and she was asked what can be done about teen obesity. And I have to tell you, I am over this question. I am over this question. This is not a challenging question. All the girls are expecting this question. They're ready for it. You know, let's move on from the teen obesity question because it's been asked 400 times at every single pageant in the last 2 years. However, Virginia did a great job answering this question. She talked about that we need to take away the TV sets and the video games. We all know that. She talked about the importance of parents setting standards and getting their children involved in activities outside of the home and off the couch. I thought she delivered it with conviction and personality, poise, and confidence. It was clearly the type of answer that you would expect of Miss America at an appearance, and I thought she did a great job. Tamara, the next question went to Hawaii, and she was asked if social media networking sites like Facebook and MySpace and Twitter can be a positive place and if they're safe for our youth. And she answered that yes, that she thought it could be a positive place if it was well monitored. Did you think she had a great answer?
You know, the irony of that is when that question was being asked, I was actually Facebooking. And my business
partner,
Kevin Carr, he elbowed me, and I was like, huh, what? And then I realized, oh, my God, and he's, you're Facebooking, you're not paying attention. So, I thought, oh, my God, how apropos, you know, here I was doing that. And so I really got a big laugh out of that. But, yeah, I mean, social media is a way for us to stay connected. In fact, I've made friends with a lot of the contestants on Facebook. And so, you know, I'm getting to sit here every day, and they haven't gone away. They're still in my life.
Right.
That, you know, a lot of people complain that, well, it's technology, it's cold, it's not really human touch. But on the other hand, you know, we are energy beings. And even though we're not physically together, we can still be together in our consciousness and our energy. You know, just like if someone sent a handwritten letter miles and miles away, they're not together, but still that energy is exchanged. So there is something that is exchanged, you know, via this new technology, and I think it's just, it does deliver a feeling of closeness if you allow it, so.
Right, and I think It's just a matter of using good judgment. You know, there are a lot of things that have the potential to be great and also have the same potential to be a negative. It's just a matter of using good judgment when you're executing them. The next question, Julianne went to Louisiana, and she was asked, you know, why we should be sending aid to Haiti and if sending aid is important. And she talked about the fact that she had a friend who was on a mission in Haiti and had been down there and was telling her about, you know, the unfortunate circumstances the Haiti people find themselves in, and about another person that she knew, I believe it was a professor, who had been involved in Haiti. What did you think about Louisiana's answer?
To be blunt, I thought it was disappointing. I think she had a huge opportunity to relate the crisis in Haiti to Hurricane Katrina in her home state and talk about how important it is to step up and give aid and what that means to a community. And I was disappointed that I heard about other people in her life that had made a difference and not her plan for making a difference. I think she could have done better.
I agree. I thought she wandered a bit. It seemed like she was going down one path talking about her friend, and I felt certain she was going to loop herself in and her contribution and her role as Miss Louisiana, and then that didn't happen. And then she started talking about the professor and going in another direction, and again, looped herself in about her platform with music at the end. And I didn't get a feeling like she had put a bow on the whole thing and made a package. And so
right.
I felt like she wandered a bit. And I just wondered if she, you know, hadn't succumbed to the nerves that are inevitable when you're on television in front of millions and millions of people. But obviously the judges were still impressed with her since she, you know, did make the top five. The next question was for Tennessee, and she was asked about Simon Cowell's coaching technique on American Idol. You know, that it's a lot of tough love, and, you know, is that kind of coaching effective, or should you take a more gentle approach? Tennessee talked about the fact that she is a gymnastics coach herself, and that in that role she utilizes a little bit of both. I thought, you know, the content of her answer was great. I think, you know, tough love is okay sometimes, whereas encouraging and gentleness is okay other times, but I felt she wandered a bit at the end, like she didn't know how to close it off and she wasn't really sure. And so I didn't feel like it was the most amazing answer given. But again, she made the top five, so she did great. Then Kentucky had a question about athletes using illegal performance-enhancing drugs, and the example given was Mark McGuire. And Tamara, she was asked if they should be banned for life from sports, and she said no, that they thought she thought that sports stars should have a second chance. Did you think she delivered that answer well?
I don't remember that answer in particular, so I can't answer for that one.
So it sounds like maybe it wasn't that impressive for you, Tamara. You were probably busy Facebooking.
I was probably finishing up my Facebook post there. So
yeah, no doubt. Well, I don't know what you thought, Julianne, but you know, I thought that, you know, I thought, first of all, I thought that question was so similar to the one that California had that it kind of didn't give Kentucky an opportunity to really stand out. It wasn't a dramatically different topic. And so I thought it was a somewhat disadvantageous question. But I thought she did overall well. What did you think?
You know, I completely agree with you. I thought the question was unfair in the sense that it was so similar and didn't really give Miss Kentucky a chance to shine on her own. That being said, she had an opinion, she backed it up, and she was so charming. Such a charming contestant. I mean, she could have said anything and I would have laughed it up.
She was adorable.
As she did very well with what she had.
They were all adorable, and I agree with Julianne when you say that it was a very, very strong competition. And, of course, those of you watching the pageant know that the winner was Caressa Cameron, Miss Virginia. The fourth runner-up was from Kentucky. The third runner-up was Louisiana. The second runner-up was Tennessee. The first runner-up was California. And the winner, of course, was Miss Virginia. Tamara, quickly, overall, what did you think of this year's pageant?
I really enjoyed it. I really was amazed because it's been a while since I've been to a pageant, and I was just amazed at how quickly everything moved. And the talent numbers were short and sweet.
Mm-hmm. And 90 seconds.
You know, decades ago when I was in the pageant, everything drug out so long, and you're like, not another night. But I was looking forward every night. We got in, we got out, we got the meat of everything. The girls shined, and it was wonderful. I love the fast pace of it.
Julianne, in 15 seconds, how did this year's pageant compare with last year's?
I think that this year's pageant is the best pageant that we've had since Miss America moved to Las Vegas. I was incredibly impressed. I think everyone worked hard, and it showed.
It did. It showed. It really did. It was a great show. And if you haven't seen the show, check out the coverage of the show. There's tons of photos and lots of narrative on the Miss America website at www.missamerica.org. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the ones you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. I want to remind you that if you're looking for a little pick-me-up or inspiration during the week, just visit my blog at www.everydaybeautyqueen.com. It's always there to inspire you each and every day. Thanks again for listening and making Pageant Talk Radio the number one live pageant talk radio show worldwide. I'll see you next time, but in the meantime, remember to make today a pageant fab day.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.